Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Aleph Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed Vav. And we begin on the second line, Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Tzinor HaMekaleach Mayim Min Hagag. If you have a pipe that is bringing water down from the roof, some sort of a gutter that's channeling the water off the roof of the house, Sha'alu Bokashim, but it's getting plugged up now with little pieces of straw or some sort of chips or asavim or grasses. Shesosmin u'ma'akim kilucho. It's not allowing the water to flow through the gutter, and instead, therefore, the water is dripping into the house. U'meimav yotzim, the water's coming out of this gutter. U'mispashtim bagag, and it's spreading out over the roof. V'dolfin labayis, and it's now entering into your house. So what are you allowed to do on Shabbos? Me'ma'achon biraglo, the Mechaber tells us you can go and step on this with your feet to compress these straw or grasses that are in your gutter, bitzina. And you should do this in a private way, not do this in a public way if you can help it. We'll discuss in a moment what this exactly means. And the reason you're allowed to do this, the kiva de misaki na yide shinuyu, since you're only, quote, fixing this gutter over here in an irregular fashion, in an abnormal type of a way, she'en osel baraglav, you're doing it with your feet rather than taking the stuff out that's plugging it up with your hands, b'mokum seida, since it's destroying your house over here, the water's dripping into your house, and it's a financial loss to the person, lo gozer rabbanan, this is only an issa de rabbanan, the rabbis were not gozer in this situation, that you can't do this to protect your house from getting destroyed. Now, let's understand this a little bit more by looking in the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Mem Vav. And the Mishnah Brura tells us that you have these grasses that are plugging up your gutter over here. He's saying, Telushin, they're not attached to the gutter over here. They are totally detached, and that's why you're allowed to do this. And he brings down the name of the Prima Godin. The issue footnote number 38, however, brings down, from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashme Shahasov and Michubarim, because the language that the Shulchan Aruch uses over here is Tzinor Sha'alubo, that are growing on it, so to say. However, the Minchas Yitzchak Zatzal, Dayan Weiss, says, "Bechlal loshen zeh gam asovim sheis asvu b'tzinor ayidei hageshamim v'aruach." This would also include things that got put over there by the rain or by the wind, and therefore that's why the Mishnah Brura over here had to tell us that we're dealing over here with tlushin and not necessarily those that are attached to the tzinor growing, so to say, from the tzinor, like we talked about the mushrooms or other growths that grow on a pot in yesterday's shir. So what is one allowed to do with this? So the Mechaber told us, Mimachon, you're allowed to compress it with your foot. So the Mishnah Brura explains in Sifkat Mem Zayin, Pirush Dorson, you step on it, Umashpilon Baraglav, and you're going to compress it with your foot, and this way it is permissible. And he brings down, because of Miri Perichovis, Miri brings down the Gemara in Perichovis, that if a person, de la hasirim, heina behena, to go and actually remove it with your foot even, also Rafil Baraglo is not permitted with your foot. So you can compress it, but you can't go and get rid of it. The issue footnote number 39 brings down the reasoning behind this, brought down the name of Dayan Weiss, that's on the Minchas Yitzchak, B'Shem HaPnei Yoshua, in the name of the great Pnei Yoshua, She'psicha satzinor kidarko lunesro midaraisa mishum binyan. That technically, emptying out over here this gutter is not an issa daraisa. You're not considered building over here and doing so, that you're creating a gutter. Shari eino osa maisa b'guf hatzinor. You're doing nothing to the tzinor itself. You're just removing the obstacle, the plugging up over here that's plugging it up. Okay, also baraglav, when you do it with your foot, you're also doing it not in the normal way. Shalokidarko, and therefore, at best, it's only a shvus to do this on a shvus, and therefore, it's mutter in this situation. Bitsina, done privately, and bimakum hefsi when there's financial loss. However, Dayan Weiss himself brings down that there are poskim that disagree with this, and they say that opening up this tzinor over here would be an issa Torah, not like the Pnei Yeshua said that it's an issa derabbanan. And he says, according to the poskim, we say it's an issa deraisa, since it's not really sealed or compacted over here, plugged up with strength, therefore it doesn't lose its status of being a kli, and therefore you're allowed to go and press it down. The issue foot number 40 brings down, if a person has some sort of a kior that gets plugged up, a kior would be some sort of like a fountain, something which water comes out of. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shadino Kitsinor, the din would be like a pipe, like a gutter over here, that had the grasses growing inside of it. Sha'also Luposko Kedarki, now let's do unplugging it in the regular way, and therefore he says you wouldn't be allowed to use some sort of a pumpa, some sort of a pump or a plunger in some way to go and remove the blocking agent. But you would be allowed to do it in a shinui dika fashion if there's a financial loss involved. There's also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz, Shlita. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein's that Salon Igros Moshe brings down, Shem Dovor Motzihu B'Kiyar Zesh Yistam, if this is a regular recurring thing that gets plugged up, so then it's not considered over here that this is broken, so to say, and you're fixing it with some sort of a pump is permissible in this situation. Rav Shlomo Zalman's that style brings down, Mutulif Toach Stimos Kiyar B'Pumpa, you'd be allowed to use some sort of a pump over here to empty this out. Shadom HaDover LeBakbuk Shinistam Tzavaro, would be similar to some sort of a bottle that its neck is plugged up, that you'd allowed to go and remove the plug over here, even if it's attached to the ground. However, Lemaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that it may be difficult in this situation because also a concern of Uvdin D'chol, and he says he doesn't allow you to do this over here, except if it's really a shasat chach, b'mokum tzorach godol, has to be extenuating circumstances. Similarly, Dayan Weiss, that sal brings down, the shelus tshuvas minchas yitzchak, that if you have a toilet that's plugged up, you'd be allowed to use a plunger to unplug it. That would be permissible. He says this is not considered a ma'isa uman, and therefore, b'vadai she'en astim agmur, it's not really totally plugged up in this fashion, and he adds as well, royal leposcha ayidei nochri, certainly to ask a non-Jewish person to go and open it for you would be allowed, but if there is no non-Jewish person available, then you should try to do the plunger with some sort of a shinui over here, either using with your left hand, or just one hand if you normally would use two hands. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Betzina brings down from the Beis Yosef, who brings down the name of the Ran, Shekosav De'efsho Da'filu B'farhes Yishari. It might even be permissible to do this in a more public way. You don't have to do this necessarily Betzina. But L'chatchila, one should ideally try to do this in a way that wouldn't be so visible. He has a further discussion there in this Bir Halacha Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Hadas, Mechubar. If you have a Hadas, a myrtle branch, which is, of course, very aromatic and nice smelling, and it's attached to the ground, nevertheless, mutar lohariachbo, you are permitted to go and smell it while it's attached to the ground. As opposed to, however, avol esrog v'tapuach, but fruits which are edible, like an esrog or a tapuach, an apple, v'chol davar haroi le'achilo, or any other fruit that is able to be eaten, that the rabbis did not allow you to go smell on Shabbos. Also lohariachbo b'mchuber, you're not allowed to go smell it while it's attached to the ground. Shemo yokot sasol yochlo, because you may come, therefore, when you're smelling it, it says, wow, that smells delicious and it looks so good. You may come and pluck it. You may come and remove it from the attached state that it's in, and that will be an issa deraisa when you go and eat it. No, we're not talking here about an esrog on sukkahs, which has separate problems involved with smelling it, even if it's detached. Here we're talking about an esrog rest of the year that's attached to a tree. Can you smell it? So the answer, as we said, is no, because you may come to pick it and eat it. Mishnah Berurah explains the Zivkot Memches. The lo shayach lemigzar, in this situation where it's a flower, a hadas, a myrtle over here, and we're not concerned that you may come to pick it, shem your coats. Kim shenu rotsa rach l'riach, because you want to smell it, and you can smell it just fine while it's attached to the ground. As I just mentioned. However, he does bring down, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion Os Memalat, this is from the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Maral, and this is brought in the Magen Avraham as well. The Yesh Machmir Mazeh, they are more Machmir over here, and don't allow you to go and smell this myrtle, this Hadas. The Chosbel Yerabah, the Ikuk Kepsach Shulchan Aruch, however, we paskin the more Kula version that the Mechaber here tells us. Olinyan Taltalo Biyado, to actually touch it with your hand, you're also allowed to do this. Dino Kamola El, Inyan Konim Arakim Sifalim, as we've already learned at the beginning of this simon, that things that are not trees, so the rabbis will not go there on Yerek or on very soft pliable reeds over here that you may come to pluck them. So therefore, you would even be allowed to touch this myrtle over here and smell it while it's attached to the ground, because there is no concern that you'll uproot it. Sivkot Memtes, however, Yakot Osol Yachlo, things that you may come to go and cut off and eat them, that you're not allowed to go and smell on Shabbos. There's another way around not having to go and pluck it over here. You could eat it while it's attached. So why don't we say, Mistama, if the guy's so hungry and he forgets himself, he'll eat it. He'll take a bite into it while it's attached. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, En l'chot tlisha gedola mizu. That is the classical case of uprooting it from the ground, of picking it. So taking a bite from it or picking the whole thing are the same thing. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, and he brings us down the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Dalet. This is seen also here, right here on our daf, in the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Bechor Shor, one of the Rishonim. And he writes, V'lochein, Yesh Limchos B'yad HaToim, V'hochim Laginos B'Shabbos V'yontiv. Therefore, you have to be very careful and protest people who mistakenly go to gardens and orchards on Shabbos and Yontiv, V'kotvin Perus Men HaMechuber V'yochlim. And they bite off a fruit that's attached to the tree, attached to the ground, and they eat it. That's absolutely forbidden. Umavat isu tlisha. Besides the isu deraisa of tlisha over here, asrum gamkin achakach biachila lakol b'shabbos. Then whatever they bite off, the pieces that they take off from there are absolutely forbidden to be eaten that Shabbos by anybody. Ukedaleh b'simin shinchav beis sif gimel, as we've already learned. V'roy lemanos anoshim, and one should place over there people lahashgiach hazeh, to go and remind people that you're not allowed to do this until achi yishtaka adover, until people no longer do this erroneous and halachically very, very problematic activity on Shabbos. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Hashorech chitim usa'orim. If somebody goes and soaks wheat kernels or barley kernels in water, or anything like this, b'mayim, any other kernels over here or grains like this in water, hareze toledes zoreya, they will sprout in the water, and therefore this is an issa daraisa, a tolda of zoreya, of planting. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Hashorah, somebody who soaks this, kidei sheyisrachaku v'yasmichu, the purpose that he's soaking it over here is to soften it so it will sprout. Kidei sheshorin eze tuos kod mezriya, as was commonly done with certain types of grain over here before they were planted. So this is a tolda of Zoreya. The Mechaber told us, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph, Dema Zoreya Mechavin La'atzmuche Peri. Just like when you plant something, your intention is that it should go sprout, so to over here, Avze Kain. This is brought down from the Gemara in Moed Katan. The same halacha applies over here when you put it into the water. Now, the issue footnote number 41 brings down, even though when you put it in the water, it will never actually be attached to the ground over here. Nevertheless, Rav Oz Zatzal and Shevet Halevi brings down Shadafka Bizriya Bekarka Amu Sheina Zoreya Chayav Elohim Kain Zora Bekarka Olam. Only when it comes to actual planting in the ground must you plant it in Karka of the ground in order to be over the Issa Daraisa. Or if you plant it in a flower pot with a hole in it where it's getting Yitzhinika Mekarka Olam, you then would be over the Issa Daraisa. But when you're putting something in water, you immediately, even though it gets no yinika from karka ola. What about going and watering something that has been detached from the ground? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph that that's permissible. And Rav Nissen Karl Shlita explains why that is so. Even though the growths over here that you've detached will improve by being put into the water, nevertheless, Ein Dover Zeh Matzmiach Osam, it's not going to cause them to sprout. They'll be invigorated. They may look better, but they're not actually going to sprout because they've been detached. And when you put them in water, they're not going to sprout. And he adds, therefore, Mutu B'Shabbos L'Niach B'Mokom Achama, Agvaniyo, you're allowed to put in the sun a tomato or avocado, things like that, that lo hivshilu legamri, they haven't fully ripened. And by putting them in the sun, they will ripen more, even though they're eligible to be eaten right now. But you want them to ripen more, that is permissible to do this on Shabbos. Of course, it has to be eaten on Shabbos in that situation. You can't do it to be able to eat it on Sunday. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he brings after the Chayodim, because of the Chayodim, Dehu Adin, the same halacha applies, Hashor Etua Lasos Mehen Maltzin, L'Sheichar Chayev. If a person were to go and put grain over here into water in order to make it beer, in other words, he wants to make malt out of it over here, that's this Maltzin, so that's also forbidden on Shabbos, because the Adua, the Kavanos Le'atzmiach, because the purpose over here, by putting it into the water, is to make it go and sprout. Kasavot, he brings down further, the minute you put it into the water, you're already chayev, even though afal gab, the lo yatzmichu el liyacha kam yom, even though these hops over here, this tvur that you're putting in there, will not sprout for several days. That the instant you put it into the water, you're already over the issu deraisa. And he concludes that the chayodim, umesayim, the afal pike, nevertheless, mutu lishos tvur levehemto, but you would be allowed to go and put the grain that you're feeding your animals, the animal fodder grain over here, into water. Because here, the inkavanas ole yatzmiach, you have no intention that it should sprout, you want to feed it to your animals, and you just want it to be a little bit softer for them. Ela lorake chazaronim, so they'll be able to eat it better by softening it. V'gam lo yovo lidei tzmicha, and also it will never reach the point where it will sprout. That takes a couple of days, because the animals are going to eat it up right now. The kodim sheyatzmicha, before it could possibly sprout, yochlu habehemos, the animals will eat it. However, he says, Vada, you should know, the kolzeh bizaronim she'en nivlolim b'mayim. We're talking here about types of seeds that you're feeding to the animal by getting them wet to soften them, that they're not going to clump together. They're not going to become, so to say, in a different situation, that we have a problem of losh over here by placing them in the water. Aval, however, bizaronim she'misarvim, but by putting them with water into such seeds that will get compacted together, and though the nislim zeba zeba mayim, they'll become sticky and attached to each other. For example, kamo karshin, and karshin could be certain types of grain, maybe something like spelt, uchayotzi bezeh, or things like this. Shemisrachik, and they become soft, v'nimochem, and disintegrating somewhat. Sham, the hamayim is adim b'sibosim, and the water becomes thicker with them in it. V'nasa kemayim she'isa, and becomes like a dough almost over here. O kemach b'lulim socha, or like you have a thickened paste over here with dough and flour. So then you would not be allowed to add water over here. Also, l'shrosum lehemtum. You wouldn't be able to add water to these seeds over here, even though it's for the animal's benefit, mishum losh, because here there is a concern of an issa deraisa of losh, according to some opinions, like we've already learned, and as we will learn in Yitzhak Shem, in Simon, Shin Mem, Sif Yud Beis, and Ukhim Masnissin, the Shabbos Yud Zayin, the Gemara and Shabbos, and the Mishnah over there on Daf Yud Zayin. And he says further, Ayin Shom, the Perish HaMishnah, Rambam, Vamiri, look over there for those additional Rishonim's comments on that Mishnah. Then he finally tells us, Simukim, if you have raisins over here, Ushar Perusivation, or other dried fruit, Mutu Lishros B'Shabbos, you would be allowed to soak them in water on Shabbos. However, Mikomokom, Bekovish, Kavashim also, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and pickle things on Shabbos. He brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim. The issue, footnote number 43, brings down, Ba'athim B'Shriyosim, Yasim Yimashke, even though when you soak them over here, the raisins, for example, you may end up making some raisin juice over here. For example, kigon shenosin anovim besoch yaim, you put, for example, grapes into wine, kideshi is baku yotsienu yainam, so the grapes will split and more juice will come out of them. Nevertheless, it is permissible to still soak them in this situation. I didn't read the last words of the Chabur over here, who says, when you're going and soaking these grains over here, we said it's usur, it's an issa daraisa, a toldo of zoreya, the chayiv b'chol shu. The Chabur concludes and he says, even a small amount would make you chayiv over here. And the Mishnah Berurah Sitkot Nun Beis explains, Rosh Lomar afilu gar girechot. When we say a mashu over here, it means even one seed, one grain over here. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, umutur lahamid anfei ilonos b'mayim. However, the Ramah tells us over here that you would be allowed to go put the branches of a tree that have been detached before Shabbos, you would be allowed to put them into water on Shabbos. Mutter lahamid anfi ilonos b'mayim b'Shabbos. Obovad, however, shalo yeh bohem prochim v'shoshanim. But these branches can't have on them flowers or lilies. Shehem niftochim milachluchis hamayim. Because they would open up, the Maril tells us over here, with the addition of the branch into water, that will cause them to sprout, so to say, and that's not allowed. And the Ramah adds, we learned some of these dinim v'ayin lakamen in simen tof reish nun dalet, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah first in Sifkat Nun Gimel tells us shekotzitzin bimos hachama lismoach ben babayis, that people would go and cut off various branches over here in order to make their house more beautiful. So it is brought down the name of the Maril, as we said. The Rotzalomar, and the Mishnah Berurah explains over here what the Ramah is trying to teach us over here from the Maril, shehuknu miyesmo, they were obviously prepared before Shabbos lekach for this purpose, because otherwise avostam anfeilon, otherwise the branches of wood, heavy mukza, because they're normally used for firewood. And this footnote number 47 explains over here that when you're dealing with these aromatic, beautiful types of branches over here, so obviously they were prepared before Shabbos for use, and they're not going to be used as firewood because they have another purpose. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Nun Dalet explains what the Ramah was pointing out from Simon Tov Reish Nun Dalet, and over there it says, Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Shom Mavor, the Eino Mutter B'Shabbos, Kim Lahachsu B'Mayim She'omdu Bo Mikvar Mi'arv Shabbos. The Ramah tells us that you're allowed to go put it back in water, it's only in the same water that it was already in on Erev Shabbos. But, V'lo Lahosif Od Mayim Tzoninim, but you can't add any additional cold water to that already existing water. The koshkin is certainly and to go and exchange that water for new water, that's certainly not allowed. And based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says, that which we said, that you're allowed to go put them in the water, you're allowed to return it on Shabbos to the same water that it was in, even if it was taken out of the water, but only to return it is allowed, but not to go and put it into new water in the first place. And this is brought down in Tosefta Shabbos and the Chayyodim. But then he brings down the Yesh Achronim Shesovrim. There are other Achronim. We can see this in Sifkotin Memches in the Shaar Tzion, the Supreme of Godim, and from the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. The Mistam HaMechaber Mashma Dafilu Lechatchil Muta Lamidam Bechad Sheish B'Mayim Zumonim Erev Shabbos. He says that the simple reading of the Mechaber is that you can even put it into water that was prepared before Shabbos, but wasn't used on Shabbos yet. The rabbis only forbade you to go and add new water over here. If you prepared the water beforehand, even if it wasn't used beforehand, that's allowed. Just new water is an additional tircha that is not necessary. The Mishmur concludes, and he says, if there are flowers over here that will open up because of the water, then, as we pointed out, everybody agrees, even you wouldn't be allowed to return them into water, even if it was from that water beforehand. The issue footnote number 48 brings down on Sukkot. This is a very important din for the Hadassah and the Aravos. Rav Nissan Karol Shlita brings down also lachzirim lamayim elo imkein enam triim. You're not allowed to put it in water unless they're not fresh, because if they're fresh, they may come and sprout further. With this, we conclude today's shir.